Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
I've got a hunch about the Carolina at Duke football game. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The Tar Heels are an 11-point underdog at Wallace Wade Stadium Saturday. Statistically, the teams are pretty even and pretty average. For example, neither team has a single player listed in the top five in any ACC offensive category. In some categories, like touchdowns scored, you have to go down as far as number 13 to find a Blue Devil and number 34 to find a Tar Heel. Did you know that Nathan Elliott is the seventh best passer in the ACC and Duke's Daniel Jones is number 8? Would you believe the Blue Devils have rushed for 1,474 yards this season and given up 1,805 on the ground? And that Carolina's three running backs, Antonio Williams, Michael Carter, and Jordan Brown, are way better by the numbers than Duke's running backs? Yes, the records are disparate. Duke is 6-3 overall and 2-3 in the ACC. Carolina is 1-7 and 1-5 in the league. But let's dive a little deeper. The Blue Devils won at Northwestern, Baylor, and Georgia Tech. Three games they wouldn't win today if there was a rematch. And they won at Miami in a monsoon, which hurt the Hurricanes far more than Duke. The Tar Heels had two games won, against Virginia Tech and at Syracuse, and blew them at the end of regulation. And they were tied with Georgia Tech and had the ball late in the fourth quarter, but turned it over. So factor all that in for Saturday, both are about 500 football teams. Now let's take the intangibles. They have said for 100 years to throw the record book out the window when these two teams play. Duke has won two straight in the series after two decades of domination by the Tar Heels, who haven't run the victory bell since 2015. The Blue Devils have a bowl bid wrapped up. The Tar Heels still have the two most important games left, their 2018 bowls versus Duke and NC State. And having rivalry games at the end of the season make a difference. Let's go back 50 years. Duke had an all-star quarterback, Leo Hart, and was favored over UNC, which had converted safety Gale Bomar at quarterback, and was 2-7 for the season. Carolina won 25-14. That's my hunch for Saturday. This is Archansky. See you.